Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Happy Hoppy Wednesday, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's installment of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, as always, Kyle Swagger. It's the 23rd of November, 2016. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming your way in about 5 minutes. Well, we all know that 4K is the way now. And it seems that Windows 10 is finally catching up to it, at least for Netflix. Yeah, that's right, Netflix buffs. You can now stream in 4K on your Windows 10 computer. But there's a little catch. But one has to ask, what the heck has taken so long for 4K to come to a desktop? Oh yeah, that lovely little magical word called piracy. Yes, apparently it's much easier to rip the content from Netflix on a desktop computer. So Netflix has been looking for a way to ensure that customers have to pay to enjoy that sharper image. Now, as far as that catch goes that I was talking to you about, if you got a Kaby Lake processor, you're going to be good to go. Yeah, that's Intel's 7th generation processor there. If you ain't got one of those, no 4K for you. Yeah, I'm thinking since those desktops and notebooks are kind of pricey right now with those certain processors, 1080p will do just for me. Thanks. Twitter and the police. Yeah, not really getting along. Now, those of you that have been actually living under a rock over the last few months, Twitter has been wanting to keep the police and spies away from your tweets. And if they didn't make it clear enough already, well, they're going to make it clearer now, especially to developers. Twitter is actually warning developers that it won't let them use public programming kits or GNIP data for surveillance reasons. And it doesn't matter who the hell you are, you can be law enforcement or not, doesn't matter. According to Twitter, they're saying, though, that many tweets are public. It doesn't give you the right to harvest them. So they're promising expanded efforts even more now than there already was to crack down on developers who use the data for surveillance reasons. From Twitter, we go off to Facebook now. And once again, they're doing a little testing. This time, they're doing a feature that will help you find the nearest public Wi-Fi network. Apparently spotted by the Next Web, there's an experimental feature in the Next iOS app where chosen users can actually toggle on Find Wi-Fi in their menus. Now, once you've switched on that Wi-Fi toggle and sold your soul to Facebook, the app will then automatically detect free places with free Wi-Fi. And then it'll actually mark them on the map for you. It'll even go one step further. If, say, the location is a business, it'll actually give you the hours of operation. So, Facebook addicts, if your mobile data just ain't enough for you or it's too damn expensive, this little freebie tool might just help you control your cravings. Although, it probably will be a while before it hits everybody's app. And finally, staying with cell phones and how badly we need to stay connected. We got basically two problems with our mobile phones now, don't we? Your antenna, yeah, sometimes it sucks in that phone. But the number one, definitely battery life. Wouldn't it be nice to kill two birds with one stone? Well, researchers in Finland might be up to our rescue. They've developed a revolutionary antenna technology that can actually boost your signal and at the same time extend your battery life. Woohoo! And they say it's going to do it with taking up even less space than what's currently in your handset right now. Now, they're saying this idea came about because, you know, we got a whole bunch of different antennas really in our phones. You got one for Wi-Fi, you got one for Bluetooth, you got one for GPS, I mean, there's everything. Their approach is to create an antenna that is made up of many smaller components that basically just adjust itself to whatever thing you need to use it for. They're hoping that their new antenna configuration, say like when you leave your Wi-Fi at home, then you hop on over to your LTE or whatever it is, that same antenna will digitally reconfigure itself to adjust. And the same goes on and on for like GPS and Bluetooth and so on. Sounds amazing, doesn't it? Well, that's about all it does right now, sounds. Yes, this kind of antenna technology is pretty far away. In fact, the team working on this says the process of building a phone around this adaptable antenna, it's gonna be years away. So, sorry, I didn't mean to get your hopes up on this. Looks like we're still stuck with crappy reception and those battery packs sticking out of our back pocket. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. www.BritishTechNetwork.com. That is the website for everything that is going on at the British Tech Network. Why don't you get yourself on over there and check it out right now? You have no idea what you're missing, and once you get there, you're not going to want to leave. You can also like our Facebook page, too, British Tech Network. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me, too, on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. And check out our BTN community, all the lovely folk are over there. You can do that at BritishTech.slash. Jack.com. Now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, the new show will be back next Monday. We all know how my Thursday goes, so yeah, I can't get you a Thursday show this week. And I am going to be taking Friday off to celebrate the U.S. Thanksgiving holiday. I do hope all of our U.S. listeners have a fantastic Thanksgiving, eat a lot of turkey, watch a lot of football, and most importantly, take a lot of naps. Don't worry, though, we'll be back on Monday. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over that long, long period. But until then, have a great Wednesday, have a happy Thanksgiving, and thank you very, very much for listening.